Economic Development Director for the City of Avon Lake. Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me.
Your role here today is to tell us what's going on with that power plant.
Absolutely. And it's such a thrill to be able to do that. You know, the City of Avon Lake learned probably about 2 years ago that the plant was going to close. And, you know, immediately it was just this, you know, the scope of the opportunity is kind of what hit all of us. You know, for so long, people had wondered what was going to happen to the plant. There had been news a few years earlier that it was going to close, but then it stayed open. And so as news sunk in that it was going to close, you know, we started looking at, my gosh, it's about 40 acres on Lake Erie. You know, that much land on the lakefront is just unheard of in this area. And so, you know, since then, I'm happy to say, you know, we've been working with Shara Solutions and Avon Lake Environmental Redevelopment Group, the group that bought the plant and the property. And we've really just been working on the future and kind of slowly putting together a plan for what the site will ultimately be. The demolition is underway. The demolition at the plant site has actually been going on since April. And, you know, it's amazing how if you're not looking for it, you don't see sort of how things have come down over there. But when it's pointed out to you, you say, oh, wow, okay, there's a lot of work being done over there. So we're looking at about two more years of work. Shara and their team are looking to be done with demolition and remediation by the end of 2024. So at the same time that they are actually, you know, taking the plant apart, removing all the asbestos, we are working with them on, you know, what will happen with the land after it's cleaned up.
You had that public meeting back in July, I guess, at the high school about what people might want, what the city might want, other players at the table. Given that it's privately owned, how much input realistically can any of those other parties have?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I think that the public input, you know, the value that it has, or at least one piece of the value, is showing the city and showing the owners of the property sort of what is going to be sort of feasible, what's going to be sellable. You know, we've known from the beginning that the end game for, you know, Shara Solutions is going to be to sort of sell the land that they've cleaned up. So I think we and Shara sort of take in that feedback from the public to help us determine, you know, what different sort of solutions for the site are going to be supported. You know, if there's going to be involvement, not just from the city, but, you know, other public entities in the region, you know, the public input kind of guides that. So I think that's really, you know, your point is well taken, because when someone, you know, would come to the public meeting and say, well, you know, I want a marina that looks like this, or, you know, I think that the old turbine hall, you know, should be, you know, one big event center. I mean, that's a pretty specific piece of input. You know, I think it's more valuable sort of taking all of the comments together and saying, okay, you know, here's what it seems like the public would support, you know, for going forward and making those choices.
You've got big, for lack of a better term, smokestacks.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be right?
Right.
huge ones here. I know some people have talked about, let's keep those things. It's a beacon for boaters and kind of like a stamp for Avon Lake. Others say, let's start from scratch. What do you think will happen with those?
Well, you know, I discussed the stacks with a couple people from Shara and Avon Lake Environmental Redevelopment Group probably 3 weeks ago, and the discussion is really still open about the stacks, just like it's still open about the original building. We call that the turbine hall. So, you know, the brick building that's sort of the most prominent facing Lake Road. You know, really what the owners of the property have done is they've said, you know, here are four or five pieces of this plant that could stay. We need to work with the city to determine whether they will. To your point, I think the feedback has been mixed on the stacks. I think the owners are always kind of running their numbers about, you know, what are the costs to keep it, what are the costs to bring it down. And so that's still ongoing. And really, you know, so is the conversation about the original building.
Once everything is cleared away, whatever that is, will anything have to be done with the actual property, the actual site, to make it usable again?
Well, I think the most notable thing will be, you know, the remediation of the land after the testing that's going on now and over the next few months. The Avon Lake was able to secure a grant of $300,000 from the state of Ohio for this kind of testing. And so this kind of benchmarks where the soils are at, how much remediation is needed. So, I mean, I think roughly the order of things, right now, for the most part, asbestos is being removed from the original plant building. Pretty soon, in the next couple months, we're going to start to see larger parts of building being taken down. And then, you know, as that demolition happens, I think it's going to be more sort of remediation of the land itself before, you know, that's going to be sort of a later stage before they're able to sell it to someone else.
Talking this morning with Ted Esborn, Avon Lake Economic Development Director. Before we let you go, that's a big part of what we talked about. Anything else on the horizon or things that really are capturing your attention, you know, over the last month or so with economic development in the city of Avon Lake?
Yeah, you know, this is really a time here in Avon Lake where we have projects breaking through that people have been waiting a long time for. I mean, the power plant is a huge one, but, you know, we got the news in June about Ford expanding their Ohio assembly plant. And, you know, that's something where, if that expansion had not happened, then, you know, the we're not sure what the future of the plant would be. And so now, we're looking at 1,600 or 1,700 new jobs, the production of a new electric vehicle. So there's that. And then at Town Center, something that people have been looking at for a long time, a shopping plaza that has been sort of inactive and with an empty grocery store, we're finally, you know, starting to have discussions with the owner of that property about new development there. So, I mean, it really is a time here in Avon Lake where there are some long-awaited things actually happening.
That sounds great, and it's always good to see, especially in the economy the way it is now and what we went through with COVID and that. So there was points where there was always little roadblocks or things that were planned had to be put on hold, but now things seem to be moving along quite a bit. We appreciate you stopping in this morning, getting us an update on the power plant, which I know the city's website has a great link to that sort of keeps the public informed. There's an interesting PowerPoint as well as video there just to give people inspiration of what possibility could become.
That's right.
About it, but it's always nice to see. And one of those things that you want to make sure is the government and the city are keeping each other informed in the communication that goes on.
Yep.
So we appreciate that. Ted Esborn joining us, Avon Lake Economic Development Director here as we celebrate Avon Lake from the Lake House.